The courtyard was enclosed on three sides by tiered steps that led up to an enclosing cloister. Night-blooming plants with albino leaves spread themselves to the moon, and their bitter almond scent hinted at bespoke genecraft. A stone-flagged path led around the edges of the courtyard, at the centre of which gurgled and frothed a fountain, topped by a finial of a square and compass. The numerous branches of the path enclosed rectangles of sand in which were rendered miniature sections of construction models of blockhouses, elevations and bastions. Intersecting lines of fire and dead zones were marked in the sand, together with guild markings that made no sense to Severian. He recognized the Dawalagiri in one, the Eternity Gate in another, and the growing fortification spreading at the opening of the Mohan. Severian ascended to the cloister, padding softly over the polished terrazzo. The heads of the flowers followed his movements. He followed the cloister to the villa's central pavilion, a wide elevation with a tall tower at its heart, from which the war mason could survey his great works. The landing platform and Singh's tilt-jet shuttle were on a raised plateau to the front of the main building. Severian had only the most basic knowledge of operating such a craft. He could fly it, but not well enough to avoid the inevitable interceptors and their seeker warheads. No, if he was to reach the orbital plates alive, he needed to give his pursuers a reason not to shoot him down. What better a reason than the Emperor's own war mason? Severian paused, sensing a subtle, undefinable change in the air. The smell of almonds had vanished, replaced by something ammoniac. Instantly, his hand flashed to his blade, and he pressed himself against the wall. A panel beside him slid open, and a multi-barreled cannon pushed out on a circular gimbal mount. A green-lensed rangefinder tracked across the courtyard, and Severian saw its twin emerge from the opposite wall. Its tracker beam panned across him, and green flashed to red. A blitz of shells hammered the air, and he pushed off the wall as the cannon beside him spun around. He sprang up and wrenched the barrel, its bucking motion like wrestling a greenskin. Its servos fought him, but he kept his grip firm and walked its fire into the opposite cannon. High-velocity shells ripped through it, tearing it from the wall in a blaze of impacts. Severian jammed his blade into the cannon's rotator mechanism and threw himself to the side as the shells exploded in the breach, ripping the weapon apart in a spray of wild shots. He rolled to his feet and ran for the edge of the cloister. Vaulting from one of its supporting pillars, he swung up and hauled himself onto the tiled roof as more guns unmasked below. Movement was his only ally here. He ran along the ridge of the cloister's roof as a wailing siren blared in alarm and light flooded the mountainside. Previously concealed arc lights swung up and bathed the villa in blazing illumination that left him no shadow. More of the night-blooming flowers were situated at regular intervals in ornate planters. Spores misted their heads and Severian gagged at the stench, now realizing how he had been unmasked so swiftly. These were bioengineered plants, presumably tailored to react to any unfamiliar genetic sample. Severian vaulted onto the higher roof of the main structure as four figures emerged from cavities worked into the lower reaches of the tower. Automata, rendered in glossy black flex metal and moving with a suppleness that only connections to the high magi of the Mechanicum could procure. Superficially human, their heads were mannequin blank, concealing a lethal array of combat wetware grafted to the cauterized remains of a human cerebral cortex. Each was armed with a long whipping blade and an implanted energy weapon. Two of them came straight for him, the third and fourth taking to the air on repulsor packs. A flurry of shots silenced the air. Severian ducked and rolled, knowing on an instinctual level where their targeters would aim. He ran towards the first, drawing and firing a Black Sentinel's pistol in one motion. The weapon was ridiculously small in his grip, But the nearest automaton went down, its head broken open. The second sprang away to the side, right into the arcing grenade Severian had thrown at the same instant. The detonation sent it spinning down into the courtyard in flames. A shot struck him in the back, and he grunted in pain as the beam punched through his armor. His old warplate would have stopped the shot, but this was armor of an earlier age. He rolled and came up firing. The automata had spread out. His shots punched empty air. Severian kept moving, hearing the clatter of yet more emplaced sentinels being thrown into the fray. Escalating threat response. The more he killed, the more would come at him. Another shot struck him, and this time searing heat burned him, a cauterized wound. Severian turned as he heard the buzz of an approaching enemy. The blank-faced automaton crashed down beside him, and Severian swung two pistols to bear. It struck out with its implanted blade, skewering him through his lower ribs. He slammed his fist down, snapping the blade at the root, and emptied one pistol's magazine into the automaton. The impacts battered it down the slope of the roof, but pitch-perfect balanced gyros kept it from toppling over the edge. It took aim at him, but a grenade at its feet blew it off the roof in a cascade of broken tires and fire. Severian wrenched the flex blade from his body as the fourth automaton dropped down 10 meters behind him. It had seen the destruction of the first three and was in no hurry to share their fate. Severian ran towards the tower, chased by weapons fire. Shots blistered the air around him as he saw more of the blank-faced sentinels circling the tower. Severian skidded to a halt, dropping to a crouch. His arm lifted and shot forward. Black nanocarbon steel flashed, and the automaton went down with a bloodied flex blade punched through its skull. It crumpled to its knees, but Severian was already on the move. He dived into the recess from which the nearest of the automata had emerged.